Trumas Perches Mishnah Hey. Shir Hamayim Hamagulim, the shear of Mayim Magulim, Kidesha Toivid Behem Hamara. The Rav explains here that the word mara, which usually means bitter here, is actually just referring to poison. It would only not be usur if there's enough liquid, let's say there's enough water, that it would lose the bitterness of the venom. Meaning it would overcome, that the venom would, I guess, become bottled to the rest of the water, and it wouldn't have its effect anymore. And the Rav says that they knew back then how much poison the nachash would put in one drink. Rabbi Yossi Amar Bekelim Kol Shehein. Rabbi Yossi says, no matter what, even if there's a lot of water, if there's a small amount of poison in a kli, it doesn't matter, and the whole thing is usur. Uvekarkos arbaim saw. But if it's open in the ground, if there are 40 saw connected the poison, so then it's mevatel. And the Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi. And the Rav also brings down that when you have water that's always moving, it's also not a problem of mayim megulim, because the nechashim will not drink from that type of water. That which they said, it's usur to drink. You're also not allowed to feed your animals, let the animals drink from it, or wash your face, or things like that, or even make mortar and clay with this water, or any type of tashmish.